But you need to remember this at all times. Two things. Don't ever blame God with what's wrong. And don't ever put your righteousness up against His. He's not the one that missed it.
Did you know that God has given you His own name as well as the right to use it? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland will describe some of the benefits that are yours in the name and the blessing.
In the book of Philippians, turn there. You know the scripture. I want you to lay your eyes on it. I want you to see it. Chapter 2, verse 8, being found in fashion or form as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted Him and given Him, it says, a name, has given Him a name. He gave Him His name. You can check that out in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, which is above every name.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things or beings in heaven, and things and beings in the earth, and things and beings under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Yud He Vav He, to the glory of His Father. God gave Him His name, the I Am name. And then what did you just go through saying?
Yes, sir.
You follow me and you're going to find out I am. But now, you remember, He was made sin. He was separated from the Father. And the Father raised Him from the dead and said, I am again His Father. He is again my Son. And He highly exalted Him, much higher than He was when He was here in the earth. He highly exalted this man. Did you ever stop and think there is a man in the Godhead? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It don't get no higher than that, buddy. And that's your joint heir. He has given Him His name. You remember in the book of Acts, it says, there is no other name under heaven, fourth chapter of Acts, no other name under heaven given. He highly exalted Him and gave Him His name, which is above every name. There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby they might be saved. Given to men. Given to men. That's your given name.
Glory to God.
Ephesians chapter 2. I bow my knee to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn over there and look at it. I want you to lay your eyes on it. chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom? Now, read that correctly. I bow my knee unto the Father. What Father? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom? Of what whom? The Father. Of whom? The whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, I'm talking about faith in the name. Faith in the name to bless. Faith in the name to subdue. Faith in the name to cast out the devil. Faith in the name to prosper in all things. Faith in the name to stand above the crowd. Faith in the name. Hallelujah. To walk in God's dominion in this earth. To His glory. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to be blessed. Amen. Faith in the name. Glory. Oh, glory to God. Glory. And the Lord, a few days ago, just before we came out here, I thinking this same thing and praying in the Spirit about it and so forth. And the Lord began to talk to me about given names. The given name. I know, we travel extensively all the time. We're going somewhere all the time. But a lot of times we're out of the country. We go to different countries, different places. And all of them have got a different customs card. I mean, some of them are real simple and some of them, you got to have a degree to figure it out, you know. But, and you're reading all this stuff and it's going to want your family name. Then it's going to want your given name. Well, the Lord just popped that across my mind. He gave him his name.
Amen.
That name was given among men. Amen. You have been given that name and all the authority in it. Amen. I said, Lord, show me faith in that name. Show me my goal. Give me insight, ideas, and concepts here about that name and faith in that name. Faith in the name. And he said some things to me. Oh my goodness! And I'll share some of it with you right now. He said, learn that when you speak to the devil, that you are not using my name to show the devil that you're separating yourself from me. That you're using my name instead of your name so that he'll listen and obey you. And I could see myself saying, now, Satan, I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus. And I thought, oh, now, wait a minute now. That's exactly what he's talking about. I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm talking to you. I might as well have said, now, Satan, you listen to me. I'm not talking to you in my name. I'm talking to you in his name. Therefore, you have to obey. That's only partly right. I said, Lord, what's that? Illustrate that to me. Show me what you're talking about. He said, did you give glory to your name? I said, yeah, I did. With the thrill and willingness I gave her everything I own, everything we ever will own. We entered covenant together. Well, he said, when you and I entered covenant together, I gave you everything I own, everything I ever will own. He said, all that the Father has is mine, and I say again, I'll take all the Father has and give it to you. Didn't he say it? He said, does Gloria use her name except when she goes to the bank? But then as she gets to the bank, she uses your name to make sure that she's separating herself from you so that they'll make sure that they understand that she's speaking in the Copeland name because the account's in the Copeland name to make sure that they give her the money. I said, well, certainly not. She's never used her name again in 46 years. Why? Because that's her name, but the covenant name given her when we became one in the Lord, we became one flesh. We became bone of one another's bone. We became one spirit with one another. Well, the same thing happened when you were covenanted to the Lord. And he gave you his name. That's your name. That is your name. You're not speaking in the name of Jesus when you talk to the devil and then go do everything else in your name. I have begun to learn that when I sign Kenneth M. Copeland on a document, I don't care what it is, I have obligated Jesus of Nazareth because my word and his word are one. My will and his will are one. And I don't put my name on a document that I wouldn't sign Jesus on the bottom of. I don't go places where I wouldn't buy a ticket in the name of Jesus. I don't do things that I can't do in the name of Jesus. My name and his name are now synonymous with one another, praise God. And I am determined that the devil find out about it. That name of Jesus is mine. That's my given name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said before he went to the cross, whatever you ask my Father in my name, he'll give it you. But now listen. He said, up until now, you've not asked in my name. But he was indicating something's about to change here. Something is about to change here. You have the ear of God any moment of any day. Hallelujah. And you don't have to beg and cry and bawl and squall until you finally pray through. Oh, Brother Copeland, come pray all night long with me. Well, now, I don't mind praying all night long, but I'm going to find out something about you here before we go. I'll go stay awake on account of you. What are we praying all night long for, and why is it going to take all night long to pray it? I want to know some background on this thing, you understand? Hallelujah. Well, Brother Copeland and I, we just got to pray through. Oh, well, that don't take all night. Jesus, we're through. Now what is it we need to talk about here?
Amen.
If we're going to pray all night long, let's make sure we do some good with it. Man, if we're going to spend that much time in prayer, let's attack the forces of darkness. Yeah. Let's pull down strongholds. Let's pull down demonic forces that have stationed themselves in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento and Austin, Texas and the other capitals of the states of the Union. Let's do business with heaven, praise God, and we'll use that name. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. One person that got raised up from the dead, they came back. And when they came, been dead for a while, and got raised up, praise the Lord. And the Lord, went, and their testimony was that this person was part of Brother Hagin's church way back there. And when the Lord came to him, he was already in heaven now. The Lord came to him and said, you're going to have to go back. He said, Brother Hagin's not going to let you stay, and they're using the name. You're going to have to go back. He said, well, I don't want to, but okay. Praise God. They're using the name. They're using the name. I don't care where your feelings are. Finally learn what Abraham finally got hold of and considered not his own flesh now dead, neither the deadness of his wife's womb, but became fully persuaded that God was able to perform what he had promised. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Amen. The time that terrible, awful pain was in my back, that disc had just exploded, and it was... I told Gloria, I said, Gloria, I've been shot, stuck, run over. I've been kicked by horses, kicked by mules. I've had nails stuck in my feet. Every kind of thing I could think of, the devil been trying to kill me since the day I was born. Yeah. I ain't never had no pain like this in my life. It feels like this gigantic toothache from my ankle plumb up to my backbone. Oh, it's hurting. Couldn't sleep. And I'm out there on my back porch. I got two heating pads, and I took the sash off a couple of robes, and I tied one of them on my thigh, and I tied the other one on the calf of my leg. Turned the heat up on it just as high as I could get it. Maybe it hurt worse than that other. You get your mind off of one, maybe for a little while. Oh, me. And I decided, I know what I must do. Hey, my other leg doesn't hurt. My arms don't hurt. My hair doesn't hurt. The rest of me not hurting. Amen. There's just one little piece of me here hurting. And I started hollering. See, if you use words, thoughts, including pain, have to subdue. Words have authority over thoughts. You can't fight thoughts with thoughts. And so I began to shout it. I'm healed and I'm grateful. Amen. Oh, Lord, I'm grateful to you. I'm having to shout loud. I guarantee they hear me off that old pasture out there. I am so grateful to you. I am grateful that my right leg doesn't hurt. I'm so grateful that my head doesn't hurt. I'm so grateful that I got two good arms and two good eyes, and I'm thrilled that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm thrilled that Jesus bore this pain from me. I'm so thrilled and I'm so grateful. I'll tell you what, Lord, I'm grateful for this home you gave us. I'm grateful for this lake we live by. I'm grateful for the trees and the birds. I'm grateful for the grass that's growing out of the... Oh, that's my grass, Bubba. Whoa, glory. I got excited. And I forgot about hurting. See, what was happening? In the name of Jesus, the blessing was manifesting. Healing was working. It began to take hold. And I noticed as I would kind of let down a little bit or maybe try to think gratefulness. See, you can be grateful by faith. Well, it was stirring my faith up. But when I would start easing off, oh man, here it come. And sometimes I didn't feel grateful. I didn't look grateful. I was grumpy as an old wet dog. But I'm grateful, bless God. You understand this? I know better than to get off in there and start blaming God for nothing. He's not the one that did it. In fact, he tried to tell me what I was doing wrong, and I didn't pay attention to him. Boy, I did then. Amen. Now, there are people that think God will put something on you like that so he gets your attention. No, we've got laws against child abuse like that. Do you understand? Amen. Amen. I'll give you this illustration because I'm still closing. But you need to remember this at all times. Two things. Don't ever blame God with what's wrong. And don't ever put your righteousness up against his. He's not the one that missed it. No, no, no. He's the one that blessed you. He's the one that gave you the authority. He's the one that gave you his name. He gave you his spirit. He gave you his heaven. He gave you everything, including resurrection and glorification of your body. It's coming. It's on the way. Everything Jesus has is yours, including his name, his position. Hallelujah. He raised him up from the depth of hell, and he exalted him, and he seated him at his own right hand, and he said, sit on my throne until I make your enemies your footstool. And he gave him a name, his name, which is above every name that is named.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
All of you that have never made Jesus of Nazareth the Lord of your life, I want to answer a question for you right now. What does it mean to get saved? I mean, you hear Christian people say that all the time. That's just the way we talk, man, because everything in our life, everything good that ever happened to us, happened because we got saved. Now, what does that mean? Accepting Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior, turning your life over to Him and receiving His life, His righteousness, His goodness, His power, His healing, His prosperity. Everything that He did for you. Now, does it mean going to heaven? Yes, it does. Praise God. And that's something that's wonderful. You can't get there on your own. But the beautiful part of it is, it's not just the sweet by and by. It's the rotten here and now that you get saved from. Praise God. I asked the Lord one time, I said, Jesus, you're my Savior. I know that. What'd you save me from? He said, everything you needed saving from. I am your Savior. Praise the Lord. Our salvation is the gift of God. Receive everything that Jesus has for you. It isn't based on what you used to be or you used to do. It's based on what He has done and who He is right now. He died for the ungodly, and you and I qualified. Amen. Now listen to this. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. The Scripture said, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. God will never shame you. God will never say no. God will not say, no, I don't want you. Ha, 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 you dirty dog. If He's going to do that, He'd have said it to me. And He's not like that. He saved you before the foundation of the world, and Jesus came to make it so. Now join with me. Pray with me right now. Pray it out loud. Oh, God in heaven, pray it. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of sin. I renounce the past. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. And I receive you, Jesus. You're my future. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I thank you. I receive it. You're faithful and you're just and you're merciful, and it is mine in Jesus' name. Now, let me tell you something. If you prayed that with me, praise God, I want to know about it. There are over 220,000 people prayed that just last year with Gloria and with me and on this ministry, praise God. I want you to let me know. I want to send you these five little books to help you start studying your Bible. You don't need to be struggling with it. You need to be studying it, reading it every day, and a little simple brochure on how to study it. It's that simple. You don't have to go to some kind of college to learn how to study the Bible. If God leads you to go to Bible school, that's a wonderful thing, but don't wait till then. Start now. And I'll help you get started in it free and postpaid. Just use the information that's on your screen right now. Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November the 13th through the 15th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel, Woodbridge, Virginia, which is just right outside Washington. You need to come get in that meeting with Gloria and me and believers from all over the world. And of course, the admission is free. You just come stay in every meeting. Totally immerse yourself in God's Word. It'll change you in less than a week's time. Pray, partner meeting, healing school, praise and worship. Amen. Hallelujah. You can also watch the whole thing live on the internet, kcm.org. You just really need to get hold of this Word. We'll see you next time. Until then, Kenneth Copeland, reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
This is the day of miracles and healing.
We believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.